This is Area 54. Music from the future.
Looks like everyone's high. You wanna be my friend?
Life is all about you, and not at all about you. Now that's two opposing thoughts, and yet both of them are true. How can you experience everything you choose to do while observing the experience you're having from a higher view? See, it's the question, not the answer, that's the higher view. Otherwise, you couldn't differentiate between the two. Awareness, but of who? You think you hurt me, but I promise I was letting you. They say we're all one, but where have we been heading to? I'd rather die free than have to live inside a petting zoo. I am the journey that I'm getting to. This location. I am the map, so I travel back in time. I have everything I want because my imagination is mine. But mine is not enough for me because I am not my mind. I could see it all but never get to see. I'm truly blind. I could be it all, but all identity is intertwined. The moon is only bright because it reflects the sunshine. Medicine and poisons and acquired taste, so I started taking selfies of somebody else's face.
Be blind. as only as it is, then I won't say goodbye.
That was the XX. The song's called Dangerous. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. Appreciate you guys tuning in. It's off the album I See You. Zoo, before that, did a song called Good Life, and that's off of an album called Generation Y. And Bookishade, I really like this song. The song's called Babylon. It's off their new album, Galvany Street. A lot of good tracks on this album. Some mellower stuff. That was probably maybe a little bit more of... that's probably one of the more upbeat songs on the album. Almost kind of a house song, but love the changes and love the keyboards on this song. Cool stuff. Am and Sean Lee, before that, did a song called Two Times. That was off of La Musique Numérique, and started off the whole set with a really cool classics remix of Major Lazer's song called Cash Flow. Great, kind of a deep chill house vibe on that one.
They did a great job on that, because there's not too many Major Lazer tracks that we can really would fit in our show.
That one we can.
That one for sure we can. Yeah, classics are great remix masters. Be nice if they came out with an album of all their remix stuff.
We'd have it all, though.
Probably have
it. We'd be bored by then.
Oh, really? By the time it comes out?
Probably.
That'd be good. It'd be good for our listeners to be able to buy a complete classics remix album. Classics, if you're listening,
do it.
Do it.
Do it for Mike. Actually, they have more material than they can put on an LP. Maybe it would have to be a double or a triple LP.
Yeah, who knows? It's probably all out there on their SoundCloud. There's actually a rumor that SoundCloud might be shutting down because they're running out of cash.
Yeah, well, artists aren't in love with SoundCloud's business model.
Which is what, free? I'll put my music on for free.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but they're...
Well, it's kind of the
YouTube
model, right? Just put it on there and people... Just, I guess there's just not enough listeners compared to viewers.
Yeah.
And they don't have the deep pockets that Google has, so...
Guess not.
There. Oh, it'd be a shame because it's a nice source for a lot of new music.
Yep, we would lose one.
All right, we're going to play some more music for you guys. We got Night Drive queued up here. Speaking of classics, this is a classic remix of the song Rise and Fall. It's Tim Mike with you.